Welcome to the Word of the Week for Monday, July 18th. My name is Jenny Arneson, and I serve as the lead pastor at the Sun Prairie United Methodist Church. This week's Word of the Week is entitled, Grounded Hope. And our scripture reading comes from the letter to the Romans, chapter 5, verses 3 to 5, which says, And not only that, but we also boast in our sufferings, knowing that suffering produces endurance, and endurance produces character, and character produces hope. And hope does not disappoint us, because God's love has been poured into our hearts through the Holy Spirit that has been given to us. I was reading an article recently that used a phrase that has stuck with me. The phrase is grounded hope. The article was about a book titled Super Survivors, The Surprising Link Between Suffering and Success by David Feldman and Lee David Krevitz. This book tells the stories of folks that have experienced some form of trauma or tragedy or illness and have gone on to lead productive lives. The authors say grounded hope is a combination of very realistic and brutally honest understanding of what's happening to you in the moment, combined with a very brave and forward-pointing question. How can I build a better life on top of this? Feldman and Krevitz say that when people are experiencing difficult challenges in life, others often tell them to look on the bright side or just think positive. They say that many times suffering people are not motivated by silver linings and do not feel very positive. So positive thinking or platitudes are not always helpful. Grounded hope does not deny the reality of what happened or is happening. It offers permission to let go of the anger and resentment and pain of what happened, not to forget, but to turn one's sights to a better future. The authors say that we have grounded hope when our hope is rooted in reality. In other words, we know that we can't always control what happens to us. But whatever happens to us, we can make choices and control how we act and react. Our faith is based on a grounded hope in God's presence that is with us in the midst of all things, not necessarily changing the circumstances, but offering hope grounded in the reality that we are not alone. Sometimes our calling and responsibility is to help ground that hope for another person. When the unexpected pain of life becomes overwhelming, tragic, or just tiring, may we ground ourselves in that kind of hope. And may we be the ones that are able to hold that kind of hope for others. Thanks be to God. Amen.